And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I am good. So you are packing? You are getting ready for Israel?
Yeah, no, I wish. I'm actually going to get ready for Shavuot.
Right.
That's what we're packing for.
Yeah.
But, this week's Torah portion is Bamidbar, but Shavuot is coming up on Sunday and Monday, and I thought there would be a good time now to talk about Shavuot, since we won't have a time. Next week will be after Shavuot. Next week we can talk about and ask how everyone's cheesecake was. But this week we're going to talk about the holiday of Shavuot. And it's interesting, what is Shavuot? For people that know or people that don't know, the holiday of Shavuot is a two-day holiday. It begins on Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday. If you go look, the word Shavuot, or if you're Ashkenazic and you think Shavuot, means
weeks.
Shavuot, correct. It celebrates the completion of the 7-week Omer, which we talked about all the way back before Pesach. And it's a 7-week counting period from Passover to Shavuot. And on Shavuot, the Torah was given by God to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai more than 3,300 years ago. And the question that people ask will say, well, what's the big deal? Come on, this happened 3,300 years ago. What's it got to do with me? Not today, 2019. Different times. What do I have to go to Shavuot? What do I need to do anything? And the answer is that every year on the holiday of Shavuot, we renew our acceptance. We renew, as we'll see in a second, our vow was God's gift. And God re-gives the Torah. Now, the giving of the Torah was really a far-reaching spiritual event, because it's one that touched the essence of the Jewish soul for all the time. Not only the people that were at Mount Sinai, but for all the generations to come. And as I just said, it's about renewing our vows. Our sages have compared this Shavuot, the giving of the Torah, to a wedding between God and the Jewish people. Now, if you also go and look, the word Shavuot, not only does it mean weeks, it also means Shavuah, which means an oath.
Yeah.
A swear. Because on this day, God swore eternal devotion to us, and we in turn pledged everlasting loyalty to Him. Now, if you go and look, you know, there was a very big argument that happened up in heaven, because Moses came up to heaven to receive the Torah, and the angels were there and said, excuse me, God, the Torah should stay with us, should stay up here. You're sending it down to people. They're going to sin. They're going to do all these things. Why would you give the Torah to them? Leave it in us. And what does God say? God says to Moses, Moshe, Moses, answer them. You tell them why you think that I should give the Torah to the people and not leave it up to the angels. And Moses answers very simply, and he asks the angels, he says, angels, are you able to bring the sacrifice on Passover? Somebody said, no, we have no sacrifices up here. He says, okay. Do you have the commandment of eating kosher? He says, well, we don't eat. So what do you mean? We don't have to keep kosher. We were angels. We don't eat. He goes on to ask them. And he says, every single one of these things that it says in the Torah, you cannot do. It belongs to the people that are able to fulfill these mitzvah, these commandments. Therefore, angel, thank you very much, but the Torah belongs to the Jewish people. And obviously, because of that, we were able to receive it. We got it. And we know that God spoke the Ten Commandments in a great voice, which did not stop, as it says in Deuteronomy, it says in Devarim. And the Medrash, the explanation of this, is that the divine voice at Sinai was unique in that it had no echo. And as long as you go into the desert and you go into these places, it has, you can hear yourself echoing what you're saying. And what's the significance? So who cares there's no echo? But there must be some significance there. And the answer is, if you think about it, an echo is created when a sound meets with a substance which resists it. So instead of absorbing its waves, this is not me, this is science, the substance repels them, bouncing them back to the void. So prior to Mount Sinai, the voice of the Torah had an echo. Why? Because there was no one that wants the Torah. There's no one that's listening. And therefore, it bounced straight back to God. However, at Sinai, God rescinded the decree which had severed the heaven from the earth, and that they were separate things, and the world could now fully absorb the divine voice.
Better acoustics.
That's right. A physical object could now become one with its mission, which means that God was telling the Jewish people, and we were in turn saying, God, we're accepting you, we're here, give us the Torah, give us all that we need to know. And it's interesting, what do we know about the Torah, what the Jews said when they were asked if they want the Torah? They said, Naaseh v'nishma, we will do and we will hear. That is not a common practice that is done, and that is not something that if we look at human beings, we would never do that. If I would tell you, Ilan, I want you to go and do this right now.
No, I need to think first and then do it.
Okay. Tell me why, what is it, what's the reason, what do I gain from it, and then I'm going to tell you, either I'll do it, or either, no, it's not for me. But no, what does the Jew say? The Jew said, now, sir, we will do. We will do everything that you want us to do.
And then we'll hear.
And then, yes, correct. And then, Nishma, then we will hear. Which is a huge statement. Sometimes we may not understand why we have to do certain things. Why does God really care if I don't wear woolen linen? Does God really care if I'm not so careful and I wear woolen shatnez? What does God care? And the answer is, there's no reason God cares, God doesn't care. This is God's will. That's what we're going to do. We can ask after, and we can try and decide. But if God wants us to do it, that's what we do. Now, there are many different customs that we do on Shavuot, and which connect to the holiday of Shavuot and what happened in the time of when the Jews were receiving the Torah. We stay up all night, Saturday night this year, and we learn. And the reason why we stay up all night and learn is because the Jews overslept when it was time for them to go and receive the Torah, and we, as a representation, as a remembrance, we don't want to oversleep our time of going to receive the Torah, and therefore, we make sure to stay up all night and learn. We eat a lot of dairy food. I mean, you can eat dairy foods anytime you want. However, on Shavuot, it's customary to eat dairy foods. And the reason we eat dairy foods, there's many different reasons, but number one, with the giving of the Torah, the Jews now became obligated to observe the laws of kosher. Till then, they didn't have to do kosher, right? Because Torah wasn't given. And we know the Torah was given on Shabbat. And there is a law in the Torah that no cattle can be slaughtered, and you can't do any of the preparation on Shabbat. And so therefore, what are they going to eat? The only choice that they had was dairy, correct. If you think about what's the lesson, the lesson that we can learn from this is that when we learn something new, we should integrate it immediately. Don't start thinking, maybe. No, right away. Another reason is just as milk is a baby's first food, that we remind ourselves that as much as we've studied and learned, we're really just beginning. We're in the beginning stages. Another reason that is given is the Torah is likened to milk. Milk is best kept in earthenware vessels, and it's spoiled in vessels of gold and silver. This teaches us that the Torah is taught best by the humble. It's spoiled in the hands of the people that are all haughty and egotistic, just like gold. You need to be earthenware. You need to be humble. And the last one is chalav, milk. If you go and look at the numerical value of chalav, chet, lamed, vet, equals 40. Because chet is 8, lamed is 30, and vet is 2.
40 years in the desert.
That represents the 40, oh, that and also the 40 days during the, that Moses was up in heaven.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of the customs that we have on Shavuot, and obviously the main custom that we have on Shavuot is to go and hear the Ten Commandments, which is going to be read on Shavuot. We read the Ten Commandments and renew our vows. So we're actually having a very big kids program, inviting all the kids and adults to come to synagogue on Sunday morning to hear the Ten Commandments. It's going to be at 10:30 in the morning, reading of the Ten Commandments, with a special kids program following that. And after that, the kids are going to have a ice cream party with all the toppings that they would like to put on their ice cream. And then we have afterwards for everyone, cheesecakes, cheese danishes, and so on and so forth. So that's going to be at 10:30 in the Shara Shemayim in the chapel. We're going to have a special kids program with the reading of the Ten Commandments. So that is in regards to Shavuot. As well as, we have, in less than 2 weeks, we have Operation Thunderbolt, the Miracle of Entebbe. We're bringing out a Remy Sherman, who's an officer commander of the IDF elite unit. He was there at Entebbe. He was one of the commandos right behind the Mercedes. He's going to share the first-hand account of how Israel pulled off the greatest hostage rescue in history. It's Sunday, June 23rd at 7 o'clock. The doors open with refreshments. And then after that, Remy will speak at the JCC, the Jewish Community Center. You can go onto our website, WindsorChabad.com, and you can buy your tickets. Admission is $10 online, $15 at the door. It's open to the public, and it is open to everyone that would like to come. It's going to be a very, very... We all know the story of Entebbe, but how they did it and all the inner outs and everything, that is something that we will learn and hear. So it should be a fascinating evening. It's also... we've got a beautiful grant from the Jewish Community Endowment Fund, so that helps a lot. So I encourage everyone to come, sign up, get the tickets. Tickets are going. People have signed up already. It's going to be a wonderful evening.
Sounds good. Rabbi, what about services this weekend?
So we have services Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. Shabbat morning is 9:30. Sunday morning, which is Shavuot, we have Ten Commandments reading at 10:30. Monday, start at 9:30 is also Yizkor, and Thursday we're going to have Minyan at 7:15. So we have everyone covered.
Sounds good. I wish you a sunny and peaceful Shabbat and Chag Sameach.
You happy too. We'll Shabbat. Start next week. Yeah, you too. Chag Sameach.
Thank you.
Okay, be well.
Bye-bye.